We are here on the deck of the USS Abraham Lincoln, where President George W. Bush has just declared victory in the United States invasion of Iraq. I am speaking with the White House Press Secretary. Sir, how would you assess the mood of those present here?
All the people are so happy now, their heads are caving in.
Can you tell us anything about President Bush's plan for the future of Iraq?
Nobody knows what it's really like, but everyone says it's great.
What can you tell us about relations between the United States and the Iraqi people?
We've almost figured out how we'll get along.
I am speaking to a Fox News reporter embedded with the U.S. Army in Baghdad. Sir, can you tell me what was happening in the Iraqi capital city while we have been celebrating the American victory here on board the Lincoln?
Happiness bled from every street corner, and biplanes bombed with fluffy pillows.
I am now speaking by internet phone with an independent blogger who has been living in Iraq for the past year. Hello, is this a good connection?
I can hear you, just barely hear you. I can just barely hear you.
Can you tell me what you saw in Baghdad during the American victory celebration?
Pistol shots. Gunshots.
Are you saying that the bells of victory are perhaps ringing prematurely, and that people are unaware that armed conflict is likely to continue?
They are persuaded by the music of the bells.
And for whom would you say this battle is truly being fought?
For everyone with dollar signs in his eyes.
I am speaking with a Navy soldier here on the Lincoln. Sir, can you tell me what the Navy recruiter told you when you decided to join?
He said the thing long-term investment, and that all the others have forgiven themselves. He said the net reward would justify the colossal mess they made of their lives.
It is certainly very hot here in the Middle East. What is the one thing you wish you could do?
I would climb the highest mountain just to jump into a fountain.
How do you think your fellow officers have been bearing up under the strain?
I saw the best minds of my generation destroyed by madness, starving, hysterical.
I am on the phone to Colin Powell, who put his reputation on the line, stating that Saddam Hussein had weapons of mass destruction. Sir, now that we are in Iraq and have found no such weapons, what are your comments?
Leave me alone, leave me alone.
Reporting from Iraq, this is Bluff Wiltzer. We now return you to our main office in New York.
That was Bluff Wiltzer, reporting from Iraq. We now take you to Washington for a special report.
This is Steve Haircut, reporting in style from Washington. We are about to hear the final report of the official 9/11 commission, charged by the President and Congress with the crucial task of explaining clearly, once and for all, just what happened on 9/11 and who was really responsible. Let's listen in. Unfortunately, the report appears to be somewhat difficult to understand. I'm speaking now with the White House Press Secretary. Sir, with regard to the 9/11 Commission report, can you help explain your thinking to the American public?
I was thinking of an unrelated thing.
Does the administration have any kind of strategy for dealing with its utter failure to properly investigate this terrible tragedy?
I'll look busy just for you and feign amnesia.
Where exactly would you say this situation leaves the American people?
Slowly twisting. Twisting. In the wind.
I'm Steve Haircut, reporting in character.
Thank you, Steve, for that characteristically fashionable report from Washington. Part 3 of our report will be available on the internet shortly, and will remain available for download until the NSA discovers it in their data mine and informs the RIAA. Thank you for listening, and please remember to burn or shred this file. If asked, our web server will disavow any knowledge of your existence. Good luck, Jim.